Ghana currently has a water deficit of 257 million gallons. Out of the number, Greater Accra alone has more than half of the national deficit because of its population. Government, however, continues to embark on a series of projects, both in the rural and urban communities, to bridge the gap. One of such projects is a $56.5 million project that has been completed to make water available to about 250,000 people living in areas such as Michelle Camp, Afenya and Frafraha. The Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alhaji Collins Dauda, made these remarks when he appeared on the Meet the Peers series in Accra.
The interconnection will enable the transfer of 2.2 million gallons of water a day of water from Sechrehiman to Sekendi Takrade and the Abuazi thermal plant. The combined production capacity of Brimso and Sechrehiman treatment plants is 14 million gallons of water a day, with the current demand in Cape Coast of 6 million gallons of water a day. There is a surplus production capacity of 8 million gallons of water a day. The interconnectivity will therefore not adversely affect water supply to Cape Coast. Foundation works on the ground level reservoir at Abuazi, covering 10% of fiscal works, has been done. The project is estimated to cost 12 million euros. Additional work for Kumasi Water Supply Expansion Project. Having completed 6 million gallons of water a day treatment plant expansion at Barakesi, there is a need to lay transmission pipelines from Barakesi Headworks to Swami and Ofienso to allow for the full utilization of the expanded capacity. The project, which is estimated to cost 23.9 million euros, has received parliamentary approval and is expected to commence next year, 2015, Wild Water Project. The existing water supply system depends on groundwater. The new project, which is based on an intake on the Black Volta, is to produce 3.3 million gallons of water a day.
The minister said a $180 million loan has been sourced from the U.S. Exim Bank for the procurement of equipment for the rehabilitation of obsolete water supply systems nationwide. This, he believes, will improve water supply by 82%.
The continual use of old and obsolete equipment by the Ghana Water Company Limited hampers the efficient delivery of potable water to the people of Ghana. For instance, the water treatment plants at Brimso and Weja were built in the 1920s and in the 1950s respectively. So these projects were built when most of us here weren't born. Again, population growth has made it difficult for such water treatment plants to meet the current water demand in the affected communities. The strategic investment program of the company has established the urgent need to rehabilitate most of the water supply systems. Consequently, government has secured a $180 million loan from the U.S. Exim Bank for the supply and installation of equipment for the rehabilitation of water supply systems nationwide.